1-800-332-0059. I'm selling in the neighborhoods that you live, work, and play in at Kelly & Company Realty in Cassidy and Sebring. 989-912-0059.
City coming out of a full timeout, feeds into Mason Earl, who checked back into the game. The mid-range jump shot inside the paint is good for Mason Earl, and he has all the points for Cass City in this quarter. It's all tied up at 22 apiece, the fourth tie of the night. Brendan Wisner, top of the key, feeds it over to Cunningham, and it goes out of bounds, but it was tipped away by Kyle Ross, and it'll be Laker ball right at midcourt. 3:11 left in the third quarter. It's Lakers 22, Cass City 22. As a few more substitutions come in here, this would be number 20 for Cass City. Keith Lounsbury replaces Jack Stern. Lounsbury started this game but has not seen much playing time. Wisner, top of the key, to the left wing. Dribble still continues and gets it stolen away, and we have a jump ball as Jim Stork and Parker Hare kind of get tied up there, but it's actually a foul. Foul goes against Jim Stork, his first, team's fourth. Seth Bowles checks in, Keegan Valentine checks in. Jim Stork and Drew Scholler sit down for Lakers. And Mason Earl inbounds it to Sawyer Cathrell. Taking his time, me and him at half court is Brendan Wisner. To the right wing. Back up top of the key to Lounsbury or to Cathrell. Cathrell directing traffic, back up to Parker Hare for three. Big lofting rainbow shot, no good. Rebound brought in by Kyle Ross. Back top of the key to Parker Hare. Sawyer Cathrell now from NBA range. Three in and out, no good. Rebound Trent Cunningham. That one was halfway down. For three now, Keegan Valentine. This one's tipped away. And rebound Cass City gets tipped out of bounds by Laker jersey. It'll be Cass City ball 90 feet from their hoop, left to right across your radio. Sawyer Cathrell gets the inbound from Earl, being guarded three quarters of the court by Brendan Wisner. Now they retreat and meet back up top of the key. Cathrell drives right down the lane, kicks it out to Parker Hare for three in the corner. No good. Rebound Keegan Valentine. Valentine in transition. Layup is no good. Rebound Parker Hare. Parker Hare in transition. He misses that layup. And he was stepped out of bounds when he brought in that rebound, and it's Laker ball.
Just trying to figure out who is going to take control of this game.
No one yet. We're still tied at 22 apiece. Substitution Lakers, John Carl replaces Dakota Valentine. 2:03 left in the third. Lakers has scored 2 points in this quarter. Kansas City 6. John Carl misses a layup in the left block. Seth Bowles misses another one. Rebound Trent Cunningham. He gets that one to hit. Cunningham's first points of the night. Gives the lead back to Lakers, 24-22. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. Cass City ball on the sideline right in front of Cass City's bench.
One thing is for sure, this game does not lack effort out there. These kids are flying all over the place.
Rebounds are even tied up at 21 apiece. Mason Earl gets the inbound pass in the corner, top of the key. Sawyer Cathrell for three. He got it. Sawyer Cathrell now with 6 points in the lead back. To Cass City, 25-24. Minute 30 left in the third. Brendan Wisner over to Keegan Valentine. Three-quarter press coming from Cass City. Picks up his dribble in a bad spot. Across midcourt, Seth Bowles nearly stolen by Lounsbury. Cunningham goes up for the layup, and it's in for two. Cunningham with four, now a Laker lead, 26-25 over Cass City. 70 seconds left in the third. Sawyer Cathrell, cross midcourt, against Wisner. Wisner got a hand on it, nothing more than that. Parker Hare in the corner, goes down the baseline, goes up for the layup, and it's stripped away. It'll be Cass City ball underneath their own hoop. Substitutions coming all over the place. Looks like a hockey change here. Drew Scholler and Dakota Valentine are in. Carl and Keegan Valentine sit down. Drew for Cass City out there. Let's just go through your lineup. Erla, Hare, Cathrell, Winter, and Stern. Cathrell in the corner. dribbling against Cunningham. 50 seconds left in the third. Top of the key now. Still dribbling. Dribbling to his left at the free throw line. Spin move into the right corner. To Jack Stern. Dribbles once back up to Cuthrell. 40 seconds left in the quarter. Lakers leading by one, 26-25. Cuthrell picks up his dribble. Now to Parker Hare. Top of the key at the free throw line. Pulls up for the jump shot. It's good. Parker Hare with 7 points, all from the same region. Gives the lead back to Cass City by one, 27-26. 22 seconds left in this quarter. Drew Schroeder breaks the press into the corner to Seth Bowles. Tip pass is brought in by Stern. Here comes the Redhawks. Up for the layup. Mason Earl gets blocked by Seth Bowles. And it is
Laker ball
with 4.8 seconds left. So John Carl checks back in and replaces Dakota Valentine. Another substitution here, but they won't get it in. Oh, now they do. Number 30, Dylan Collison-Russell replaces Trent Cunningham. 4.8 seconds left in the quarter. Brendan Wisner with it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, pulls up for the three. Could have been the foul, and the three at the buzzer, and it's no good regardless. And we've reached the end of the third quarter with Cass City leading 27-26 over Lakers.
The President's Day event is going on now at Curtis Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in downtown Cass City.
Hi, I'm Dan Curtis. The President's Day event is going on now, and Curtis Chrysler is celebrating with great deals on our entire inventory. Take advantage of 0% financing on most of our Chrysler lineup. Lease a 2015 Chrysler Town & Country Touring L for the lowest payment of the year. If you are looking at getting into a lease, now is the time. Lease a 2015 Jeep Patriot 4x4 with heated leather and remote start for under $250 a month. Or lease a nicely equipped 2015 Chrysler 200 Limited for $249 a month. Lease a loaded 2015 Dodge Journey all-wheel drive RT with leather, heated steering wheel, navigation, and rear DVD for under $300 per month. Stop on in to Curtis Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in downtown Kansas City. Visit us on the web at CurtisChryslerDodgeJeep.com or call toll-free 1-888-ANY-DODGE.
Shop the President's Day event at Curtis Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in downtown Cass City.
On to the final act here. Kansas City leading by one, 27-26. With 7:45 left, and Mason Earl pulls up for the long two, and he hits it. Mason Earl with a double digits points now.
I don't know
he
what
has
was
14.
Said at, don't know what was said at halftime, but I'll tell you what, he really came alive, didn't he?
Brendan Wisner gets across half court, but picks up his dribble there, and a little bit of a, and we have a timeout called by Jeremy Majeski. On the WLEW Sports Network, 29-26, Kansas City by three.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Cass City comes out of the timeout, gets into Trent Cunningham in the left block, and the shot was no good from point-blank range, and Cass City returns the favor, and they miss one from point-blank range, and it's Laker ball with 6:56 left in the fourth. Cass City leading by three. Seth Bowles for the 16-footer, no good. Rebound, Sawyer Cuthrell. Cass City with 22 rebounds in the night. Lakers with 22 rebounds in the night.
Very important possession right now. Cass City could go ahead and take control of the game, or Lakers can get back in this game.
Jack Stern back over to Parker Hare, feeds into Mason Earl, left block.